Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And this is our scripture spotlight. Welcome to the Voice of Prophecy. Discover Bible Study Guide is what we're going through. We're currently going through the lesson about understanding the Bible. Today, we focus on the unity of the scriptures, right? The Bible is a collection of books. It's a book which is a collection of books, 66 to be precise, 39 making the Old Testament, written over 1,000 BC ago, right? And then we've got 27 in the New Testament, written between AD 50 and AD 100, right? With so many different pens, right? They say about 40 plus authors that wrote it, different perspectives, different backgrounds and eras that are and context that it's being written from. How can it then have one coherent and cohesive message? Is our conversation that we want to talk about. Join us as Pastor Sepiso Dixon joins us and leads us in this discussion. Yeah, Mfundisi, good morning to you and welcome.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, sir?
Thank you so much. I'm all right. We just praise God for His grace that is giving us every morning.
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed we do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Pastor, for being available to share with us as we go through our lesson here. Let's jump straight into it. Maybe let's start off with a summary of what we're conversing about. What are we talking about when we talk about unity in the Bible, right? How do we learn about that in this particular lesson, The Voice of Prophecy?
Thank you. Before we even dive, let me just share a little bit of a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for that you have given us this opportunity once again to talk about your Bible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sure. The unity of the Bible as itself, you have alluded to a good narrative, Brother Derek. When you look at the 27 books of the New Testament and the 39 books of the Old Testament, mm-hmm. we are going to tell that when we read them through, we will find different contexts. But then at the end of the day, the themes and the things that are being discussed in the Bible, mm-hmm. they are unifying each other. There is no book which is independent. All the books are uniform in terms of the obligation of us of why do we have the Bible. And so having different people that wrote the same scripture, this gives us a trust that you can trust this book amongst the books that are there in the world. And so it is a unifying factor that helps us to understand the difference between the other writers and also this particular written copy.
Maybe expand that a bit more, Mfundisi. I mean, thank you for the response. Why is this important? Why does it matter that there's a diverse, varied nature of the authors? I mean, you've got army generals who were set up to be princes and maybe even take over the Pharaoh's throne in the person of Moses. You've got shepherds, you've got noblemen, you've got scholars like Paul. You've got people who've come from different walks of life in different ages and different backgrounds, different settings, some in the metropolis, some coming out from the Bundus, your Amoses. Talk to us. Why is this important to know that this is who contributed in bringing out the scriptures as we know them today?
Thank you so very much. When we look at the diversity of the Bible writers itself, that is the main concept that should be able to help us to come up with a conclusion that indeed the writing cannot be a personal driven issue. According to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21, here we find where Peter gives us a clear view of what the Bible writers were. It says, no prophecy scripture was recorded by human initiative, neither any portion of the Bible. But the men and women wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, looking at the diversities of writers, this is where we see that the Bible was written during different kind of periods and different kind of culture and what was happening during those ancient days. And so when we look at having so many writers and different categories of years, and the number of years between them, and finding that the same writing unifies the same Bible, this only speaks of how deep and authenticity the Bible is, and how relevant the Bible is to us as as audience, because there is no human being that can come up and write something from. Let us talk about the period from that is from 1,500 or 1,500 years in between. But when you look at the context which is there and the information, the themes and the likes that are needed to be to be the focal point of the scripture, you are going to find that all these writers, despite different times, despite different ages, despite different cultures, but then they are all unifying and they are also giving us the courage and the hope to say this is a universal message that goes for everyone else.
This is the universal message indeed. And I like how you're saying it can only point to then one author. And I like to put across there from the book of Peter, he is the one who inspired these men, these women to write these pages. Thank you so much for that. Maybe as we draw towards the close, I want to understand here. When you look at the Bible, so many different angles it comes on, so many different topics it talks about. I mean, some say it's got historic approaches, it's got prophetic approaches, it's got the law, it's got this and that, it's got, you know, you name it. If it's got a collection of 60 plus books, is there one particular message, or each book has its own thing that we must then look at it from a different perspective, almost like going into a library and you find a book on this and a book on that and a book on this? Is that how we should view the Bible, or it's got a particular unifying theme, a message, if you will, a golden thread that we then should be able to trace throughout all the particular books?
Thank you so very much. When we look at each book and the background, the issue is before we dive into anything like a conclusion to the books, there is a prerequisite that each and every reader should take into caution, and that is the background. We look at the background of the same written copies. When we look at the background of the written copies, and also we look at the context which is within, and then also we look at the genre or the literary of the way the written copy was written. And so when we are to check through this divine writing, we are going to note that there are only few themes that can be found. And in these books, despite being different, you are going to find that we have what we can allude to, the redemption part. We have what we can say, the salvation through Jesus Christ, and which is mingled in the law, as we have said, mingled in the law of God and mingled in the grace of God. And so all these things, they are one in terms of the obligation as what the Bible is written and what is it supposed to fulfill. And so looking at all this, it shows us God's love that God has for everyone, and God has love for different generations that these copies were jotted down.
It's about the story of redemption indeed. Thank you, Mfundisami. Here's my final question to you. When you look at the unity of the Bible, one of the challenges that also come through is, Surely with so many authors, there must be some contradictions. Are there any that we find in scriptures?
Yes, Mufundisi, looking at the Bible itself, we must be able to note that the Bible was written by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible was written by human beings. So when the Bible says that it was inspired, as we look at it in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, you are going to note that the Bible says the scripture was God-breathed.
Okay.
So what that simply means is that the people were moved by, they were given the inspiration of God, but they were free molecules or free people to write according to the way they had it.
Okay.
So it simply means God did not detect for them to write, but he inspired them to write. So which makes us a clear picture that when they were writing these writings, they wrote according to how they understood it and how they saw it fit that it can be recorded, that other people also can be able to find one or two things. But then coming back to the question, we note that according to the context and according to the way they were written, in the original language, you are going to find that there might not be any contradiction.
Okay.
But for us to understand those that we seem that seems to be contradicting from one portion of the scripture to the other, that can only be done and be helped by looking at the biblical backgrounds of each writing or narratives. When we look at the biblical backgrounds and the context which is there, then we'll be able to tell that indeed the difference is not there. No, the Bible does contradict itself. But then we cannot run away from the fact that the scripture, as it was written, this is not the copy that has been there for several years or from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand, let me be quick to say, when the scripture was being recorded, there were no computers like keeping the records. So mm-hmm. they were written from time and time again in order for the records to be kept nicely.
Yeah.
So meaning when you get the original copy and begin to rewrite it, meaning that some words can be missing, some words can be added. So that is how we have even different versions today. We can have the New Living Translation, which is as of today the Bible, which is recommended to have the original insights of the original written document. We have the KJV, we have the New International Version, and so on, the easy to read. So all these Bibles, when they were written, they were a copy that was being copied from the original copy. So as the time went on, that is how those changes can be there. But then thank God, because we have the New Living Translation, which is recommended as for now, which reflects the original. So,
but I thought the New Living Translation was a paraphrase, Mfunis.
Hello?
I thought the New Living Translation was a paraphrase. So, Bible.
Thank you so much. No, it. Yes.
A Bible as pertaining to the thoughts of a particular person. It's not even, I don't know, or am I maybe missing something?
Yeah, it is it is not a paraphrase, because when we take it literally to be a paraphrase, it simply means a paraphrase cannot reflect the original, nor can it have the message which is clear and standard. So this is a written document that from the recent found document which is believed to be the authentic document. That is how this New Living Translation has been recorded.
Because it says the New Living Translation is accomplished by translating it thoughts rather than words into natural everyday English. Okay, all right. It's a bit challenging.
Looking at that one, it is. It's not only about reflecting the issue to do with the actual things that are written in the original, but then also to help in the communication of today language. When you look at the writings or maybe the translation of the KJV and looking at the English that we're using today, mm-hmm. you are going to find that many are the things that people read, but they cannot understand them well. So what they have just done is to bring the language simpler to the understanding of the people, and also bringing the nearer to the copy which was there as the original.
Our time is out, but I wanted to just follow up on a point you raised. You made mention to the broken telephone theory, to say, unfortunately, that would have happened in making copies. As you make copies, 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 then the first copy will not be like the third copy, which will not be like the 10th copy, which will definitely not be like the 100th copy. To say then, is that not then challenging the veracity? To say perhaps then the original copy is nowhere near what we have, since no one has the original copy. Therefore, how do we know what we have is actually what was written in the beginning?
The good part that we have is that we have the old translations. So when we are studying the Bible, it is good and advisable not to have only one version within your study area. It's advisable to have so many versions, so that when we put those scriptures or the versions together, we may be able to get the concept. But relying on only one as it is, that is where the challenge can be. So we are safe from this.
I don't know. Maybe it's a conversation we'll then need to have. We'll definitely make time to see if we can have a conversation regarding Bible versions and their veracity. But today, thank you so much, Pastor Sepiso. May God bless you, and we want to appreciate you.
Thank you so very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.